have kids one day. I want God to tell me now. I don't want to wait until I'm older to find out.
I know it's hard to be patient, but trust God to guide you one step at a time. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Whenever I have to drive somewhere far away, I usually use my phone to help me get there. My phone will tell me to turn left or turn right or maybe to merge onto the highway. I don't need to know all of the directions right away. I just need to know what to do next. In a way, God is sort of like that too. Even though he knows exactly what's going to happen in the future, he doesn't always make it clear to us right away, and that might cause you to worry. But Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Our story today is called One Turn at a Time. "Mrs. Melton sure is going to like the dinner we're taking her," Kimoni said, buckling her seatbelt and peeking at the rolls under the breadcloth. Mom smiled. "I think so, too. Her hands must be full with the new baby." Kimoni put both hands firmly on the warm bowl of rolls. "Mom, will I have a baby when I grow up?" "I don't know, honey," Mom replied. "Only God knows that." "But I want to know. I want him to tell me now." Kimoni stared glumly out the window as they approached a stop sign. "Turn right at the next intersection," said a voice on Mom's phone, and Mom did as instructed. "Didn't we pass the library the last time we drove to the Meltons?" Kimoni asked, twisting in her seat to look back at the intersection. "Is the map on your phone wrong?" "No, it knows where it's taking us," Mom assured her. "The Meltons moved to a new house last month, remember?"
"Oh, yeah, I forgot."
Kimoni leaned back. "We were always getting lost before you got a smartphone. It tells you each direction just when you need it." Mom nodded.
"It's a little like what God does.
He directs each turn in our lives just one turn at a time." "But I don't hear him giving directions," said Kimoni. "Do you mean through the Bible?"
"Yes, often through the Bible," Mom replied. "And sometimes he uses other things to point us in the right direction. Like a phone call telling us someone's in the hospital might also tell us to pray for that person or go visit them."
"Turn left now," the voice broke in.
"When I'm driving, I don't need to know all the turns right away. All I need is the next turn," said Mom.
"We don't need to know all the turns in life either. We just need to remember that God is in control of our lives and will reveal each next turn in his perfect time." Kimoni grinned as the car wheels crunched on a gravel driveway. "I think I know my next turn, taking these rolls to Mrs. Melton." So how about you? Do you wonder what kind of job you'll have when you grow up, or where you'll live, or who your friends will be? God knows every detail of your future, but you don't have to know it all now. What direction does he have for you today? Is it to help out at church or to be there for a friend in need? Trust him to show you the turns you should take one by one. Our key verse,
Matthew 6:34. Do not worry about tomorrow.
And our key thought for today, trust God for life's next step. One of my favorite things to do is to read the Keys for Kids stories every day. And if you like to do that as well, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. Just grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org, then click shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a great way to have story time with God every single day. So jump into His Word with Keys for Kids and get the ebook today at keysforkids.org and then click shop. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.